Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour are brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. From the KSRO greenhouse to the KSRO kitchen with Chef John Ash. And we want to thank Jason Schreiber for a really lively fruitcake discussion last week.
Yeah, wasn't that fun? And it was not fruitcake as we think about fruitcake.
And you know, I heard from a listener who took the time to email us and said they were so taken with his passion for sustainability. Mm-hmm. They said that wasn't what they had expected when they were listening to him to suddenly be so passionate and articulate about sustainability. And I thank you, John, for bringing that question up during the interview. He was quite a bright fellow and really entertaining.
And isn't it, he has the softest, I mean, it's like you'd want to hang out with him.
Yeah, yeah, really great. And I'm so glad we were able to give away a copy of that book last week. Today is a tradition in the KSRO kitchen. Every single last Saturday of the year, going back about 23 years, I think it was 1997, we've welcomed Tom Simoneau into the KSRO kitchen to reveal his top wine picks of the year. And it's one of our most favorite shows of the entire year. Yeah. Tom's not only a great wine broadcaster and writer, but also he grows his own grapes and he's a winemaker, which sets him apart from so many people out there pontificating about wines on the internet and blogging and everything else. He's out there in his boots, getting dirty. He's in touch with the grapes, with the soil. And we're so glad to have him join us today.
Well, thank you. I hope I can live up to the intro here. Shall we get started with our little, usual?
Yeah. Oh!
There we go.
What could that be?
Pop Goes the Weasel.
This is the... this is our greatest hit show, as they say, in the music business. And here you go. Our wine of the year, our sparkling wine of the year, is Iron Horse.
Here you go, John.
And let us toast with our clink.
And these are nice glasses. Holy cow. Did you bring these?
Are these, Riedel, are these the $70 glasses?
Yeah, these are, do I see the Riedel tag on? It could be knockoff.
But it's a nice glass.
It's a beautiful glass. No rim. Good jobs.
And why are we toasting with this particular sparkler, Tom?
This is the Iron Horse Vineyards 2016 Ocean Reserve Blanc de Blanc Green Valley, $55. This sparkling wine is a limited edition bottling. Iron Horse gives $4 a bottle to National Geographic's Ocean Initiative. It's crisp, delicate, nice and dry. It's 100% Chardonnay sparkler, and that's exactly what it is, sparkling. Bubbles with a cause. Mm.
And this was a wine that was served at the White House for years.
Yeah, to me, this could be one of the best sparklers that I've had in a number of years.
So how many different sparkling wines does Iron Horse make?
Boy, they might have six of them, you know, five or six. And we might talk about that as we proceed here. But this Blanc de Blanc, to me, Chardonnay just makes a crisp, really bracing style of sparkling wine. And I mean, you just look at it, a nice color, the nose is just the right amount of yeast. You know, sometimes when you're having some French champagne, you know, people will go, boy, that's so yeasty and so nutty. I'm really not really into that. And being a grape grower, I'm so into fruit, and I like to have fruit forward. I'd rather have my yeast a little bit masked and in the framework of the wine, but not in the forefront. And this one, beautiful wine.
So what's interesting about this, 2016. So is that, is it losing its fruitiness?
No. You think about a sparkling wine, when you make it, you make the still wine, you put it in the bottle, and you put the yeast in it, and it sits on the yeast for a number of years. And then when you disgorge it, which is when you pop, you know, you get rid of the you know, you freeze the neck and you get the yeast out of the bottle and you put the cork in it, that's when the clock begins. That's when the time starts saying, okay, if it was 4 years on the yeast, it might have been just disgorged. Mm-hmm. Probably was 3 years on the yeast, so it's been in the bottle 1 year. And the truth be known, some sparkling winemakers will say the best time to taste it is right at disgorgement when it's fresh and lively. And I like to have my sparkling wine with a little bit of time on it. And, you know, a lot of people age them. You know, a lot of people buy those old Dom Perignons for way too much money that are 45, 50 years old. And, you know, you're going to get kind of a little bit of a flat sparkler there.
Do you know what's interesting about that? The Brits love those old sparklers.
I know.
That are kind of, talk about yeasty and bready.
And I think they actually used to, the British market had brandy added into the dosage.
Yeah.
So that nuttiness was accentuated. Yeah.
And there it is, the Iron Horse Vineyards 2016 Ocean Reserve Blanc de Blanc Green Valley $55 Tom Simoneaux Sparkling Wine of the Year. A next category, what a tough one to choose this one, Chardonnay, Tom.
Clos Pegase 2018 Canaros Napa Valley Masuco's Vineyard Estate Grown, $30 a bottle. And this is from the iconic Napa Valley Winery, and this wine is classic, from the classically cool region. Flavors of peach, apple, pear, and how this varietal is grown and in the right place can almost produce a perfect wine. The vineyard is 365 acres in size, and it takes its name from Jan Schrem's late wife, Mitsuko. And it's cool region, and a lot of people, don't think about Canaros as like the original cool region growing area. And I think that a lot of times, people want to know what the next big thing is. And it was Russian River for a while, and it's Sonoma Coast. But remember that the Canaros Quality Alliance kind of started what the Appalachian groups took from and then just created all around the different Appalachians here in Sonoma County. And Canaros makes some really great Chardonnays. And this particular one is delightful. Not overly oaked, peach, pear, beautiful.
County hopping over to Napa Valley for this one, the Clos Pegase 2018 Carneros, Mitsuko's Vineyard Estate Grown, $30, reasonable for a Chardonnay of this quality.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Next category, John Ash's favorite varietal, I might say. Sauvignon Blanc, what's your pick, Tom?
J. Lohr Estates 2019 Flume Crossing Arroyo Seco Monterey, $14. The blend is entirely from the Sauvignon Musquet clone, picked over a month's time at different ripeness levels. Sauvignon Blanc really shows where it was grown, when it was picked, how you leaf it, all of that type of thing. Early picks give bright acidity and key lime flavors, while more ripeness gives grapefruit and passion fruit. And then their final pick, they say it achieves a little more mango and fig notes, complex and delicious. It's just another terrific wine from J. Lohr.
You know, I've had this wine, and I love it, because I think the problem with a lot of Sauvignon Blanc is it's one-dimensional. It's just citrus. And
yes.
You want something else. There is something else there.
There's the nice thing about this one, first of all, Sauvignon Blanc is a great buy, and this one is only $14, and that's list price.
Yeah.
So you can see it discounted. But a lot of times, Sauvignon Blanc, if grown in the wrong place, just gives you kind of just a vin ordinaire style. I call it I don't like warm region Sauvignon Blanc. It's if you're going to have a warm region Sauvignon Blanc, to me, I'd rather have a Chardonnay.
Would you talk about briefly about the Musquet clone? Because it's very special.
Yeah, it's more aromatic in the nose. You can get Musquet clones of Chardonnay as well. And the clone Musquet gives the Sauvignon Blanc its own bright character in the nose. And I think Sauvignon Blanc could be one of those varietals that has everything you need without oak, as opposed to, say, Chardonnay, where it's kind of like the tofu of wine grapes. It takes on the flavor
Wow, we're going to quote you on that. You
know, and Sauvignon Blanc, the varietal itself, is exciting. And the Clos Musquet, I think, is one of the most exciting. A lot of times winemakers use a little of it, depending on where it was grown, because it can really accentuate a blend and give it some liveliness.
It's beautiful. The Sauvignon Blanc is J. Laura Estates 2019 Flume Crossing Arroyo Seco. That's Monterey. $14 suggested retail for this best Sauvignon Blanc of the year. The next category is off dry white.
Dry Creek Vineyards 2019 Dry Chenin Blanc from Clarksburg, $16. And I say congratulations to founder Dave Stair and his family for continuing to produce Chenin Blanc while other wineries, you know, gave it up kind of that sideways treatment, you know, anything but Merlot. This is a slightly sweet wine. It's a perfect summer sipper, showing bright mouthfeel, orange blossom, and kind of a candied lemon kind of character. And it's only $16. And that's, again, that's list price.
Yeah, you can get it for quite a bit less. Yeah.
But Chenin Blanc, it's not being grown anymore. So, you know, you don't get paid enough as a grower grow it.
Clarksburg seems to be the hot spot for Chenin Blanc.
It's the tenderloin of Chenin Blanc in California. Yeah. It really
There's
is.
There's another quote.
Yeah.
The tenderloin for Chenin Blanc.
I mean, some of the best Chenin Blancs come out of Clarksburg.
Yeah.
There it is, the Dry Creek Vineyard 2019 Dry Chenin Blanc from Clarksburg. $16 suggested retail for off dry white. Let's do one more category, Tom, before we take a break, and that's alternative white.
Priest Ranch Wines 2018 Grenache Blanc, Napa Valley Estate Grown, $22. If you're not familiar with Grenache Blanc, it's an aromatic white. I say, like, think biting into a ripe white peach. The juice runs down your chin and you lick it up. Mm. The taste is bracing yet balanced. This one is intoxicating. And the Priest Ranch is now part of the 1,615-acre Summerston Estate, of which only 215 acres are planted to grapes. And this wine, this is a kind of an interesting fact, it's also available in 375-milliliter cans, a six-pack for $60. Mm. Terrific Grenache Blanc.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, that is an alternative, and most of us probably have never even tried or maybe even heard of Grenache Blanc.
And this would be a great roadie, wouldn't it?
A road trip wine.
Yeah.
Wonderful. There it is.
A roadie. You know, you're on the road.
Oh, yeah.
Pop a can.
Oh, pop a can. You're right.
In Texas. Sure.
These alternative closures. I love that.
The Priest Ranch Wines 2018 Grenache Blanc Napa Valley Estate Grown. $22. Tom's best alternative white. We'll continue with our best white wines of the year. Tom Simoneau's 2020 list this morning on the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash.
News anywhere. Stream KSRO from your smartphone or smart speaker. KSRO, Sonoma County's News Talk, FM, AM, and online.
Real estate in Sonoma County carries on following all safety precautions to ensure the safety of both buyers and sellers.
While it may look a little different, the real estate market has remained strong, and mortgage rates are historically low. It's a great time to buy. We're implementing all health and safety requirements put forth by the County of Sonoma. Showings are allowed, one buying party at a time, and we're offering creative virtual strategies as well, including live face-to-face virtual tours, video walkthroughs, and virtual open houses. Thinking of selling? There are buyers waiting for your home to come on the market. Give me a call and I'll give you some honest advice. Explain the current market and help you find a good strategy, whether you decide to hire me as your realtor or not.
Allison Norman with Keller Williams Realty is host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. If you want to discuss your specific real estate needs or you need to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market invites you to shop the market for your winter wonderland holiday feast. Enjoy selections of fresh and organic greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, walnuts, and chestnuts. Meet the local ranchers who offer quality beef and pork. Choose from a wide variety of seafood from Anna's Seafood. Fresh fish, crabs, clams, oysters, and mussels. Dutton Estate Vineyards is at the market with wine and hard cider, as well as revised kombucha. Everything you need to create the freshest holiday dinners are at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for this year's Winter Wonderland Holiday Gift Giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Atlas Pavers, winner of the 2020 Bellegarde Patio of the Year, is ready to get your outdoor living space done by spring. Reserve now and get a complimentary outdoor fire pit valued at $1,500. Atlas Pavers will deliver a free 3D design and rendering. COVID safety regulations followed.
Donating 3% of every job to Neighborhood Fire Relief. Call 707-204-0255 or online at atlaspaversco.com.
Atlas Pavers. There's no place like home.
Some gifts don't come wrapped in packages with bows and ribbons. They aren't hidden away, then torn into with reckless abandon. Some gifts are needs, like food or shelter. And those can be the most precious of all. In a year with fewer red kettles, help rescue Christmas for those facing poverty with a $25 monthly donation. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
It is the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, and special guest, the last Saturday of every year since 1997, Tom Semino and his best wine list of the year. And we're down to the best value white. Tom?
Inama 2019 Vin Suave, DOC Classico from Italy, $16. So it's a product of Italy's Veneto region. It's 100% Garga. Pronunciation here, Garganiga grape. Right. Jesus. how many new friends have you made this year? That's what I want to say. So this Vin Suave, when you taste it, could become your new best friend. The flavors are a cross between Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc, with a hint of Viognier. It's a real crowd pleaser. It's only $16. Inama Suave.
Wow.
Spell that.
Inama is E.
It's I.
No, I'm sorry. I-N-A-M-A.
Okay.
Inama.
Great. 2019 Vin Suave DOC Classico, $16, the best value white. On to the most fun wine in the white category.
Prosecco by Korbel, another DOC sparkling wine. It's a product of Italy, and it's bottled in 187 milliliter bottles for $5.25. Korbel is always a trendsetter, in my opinion. And now it has a full line of these mini bottles. Pop the top, that is, unscrew, insert a straw, and you're good to go. So these COVID times when people don't want to, you know, pour wine around the table or whatever, stick a straw in it, and you're good to go.
it's a really cute bottle.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. And here, I've got it open. You want to taste?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
I'll run over here, Steve, and give you a little taste.
Prosecco by Korbel DOC Sparkling Wine, product of Italy. 187 milliliter bottles, 5 1/4. Korbel, again, I didn't realize. So they import it?
Yes, they import this. And it's in 187 milliliter. Yeah. They also make it in 375s and in 750s. But Prosecco is a huge category. Mm. $1 in every $5 spent on sparkling wine is Prosecco.
Is that right? I have no idea. And it's getting bigger.
Yes, it is.
Because it's such a good value.
Well, thanks for acknowledging Korbel and their Prosecco. On to the best rosé of the year.
Inman Family 2019 Endless Crush Rosé of Pinot Noir, Olivet Grange Vineyard, Russian River Valley in Sonoma County, $38. The word delicate defines this wine, from its delicate pink color to its delicate kiss, pink kiss on the on your palate, all watermelon and wild strawberry.
Wow, I'm getting hot.
Delicate and delicious. Kathleen Inman is a master winemaker who happens to be a woman, and she makes great Pinot as well as, rosé.
Was the tip-off that her name is Kathleen?
Yes, right. Well, you know, the crazy thing is, talk about, well, there's a resurgence of women winemakers. Mm-hmm. I looked this up. There are 4,200 plus wineries in California. Mm-hmm. Only 14% have women as really? Their lead winemaker. Yeah. Only 14%. That blew me away. Yeah. I thought it was much higher.
Well, congratulations to winemaker Kathleen Inman, the Inman family, 2019 Endless Crush Rosé of Pinot Noir, OVG, the Olivet Grange Vineyard, Russian Riviera.
So can I ask you, just really quickly, a kind of controversial question.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have too much rosé? Suddenly, everybody's making rosé.
I think we're going to find, especially in these COVID times when people aren't having pool parties and such, I think everybody kind of jumped on that bandwagon, mm-hmm. the rosé bandwagon, and people believe, whether it's correct or not, that rosés need to be consumed during the year that they're released. Like right now would be the 19s, and then the 20s will be coming out. But I think that there's a flood in the marketplace. I know a lot of people are saying, well, you know, they're you shouldn't be saying that, Tom, because you know maybe people won't be buying it. It's just one of those things that every time you turn around, there's a new rosé, mm. and everybody's got one for their wine club, and people are making large quantities of it because it was and is still a fast rising category. But I think it's going to flatten out, and it's going to go the way of like what happened with Syrah when everybody grew Syrah for a while. I think the rosé market is going to get flat. And it's again, unfortunately, with nobody, you know, partying mm-hmm. And getting together. What about your rosé consumption? Just everybody out there, are you drinking as much rosé as you used to?
Onward to our final white category.
No, the answer is no.
The answer is no. And that is a category that still doesn't get the respect it deserves here in the States, and that's sweet wine.
Tenuta di Capanzana Vin Santo di Camangiano. How was that for Italian?
You wouldn't win any awards. Go ahead.
This is a DOC Reserva in 375 milliliter bottle, $70. This is a beautiful wine. Among the oldest wine estates in Tuscany, Capanzana has been producing wine since 808 AD. And this Camangiano is made from the Trebbiano grape. The grapes are dried for several months and then fermented and aged for more than 5 years in wooden casks. And this one is considered one of the best sweet wines in the world. It's sherry in color, nutty, with candied apricots in taste. The finish is never ending. If you can find it, buy it. You'll be thanking me. It's a beautiful wine.
It's so crazy. I remember going to Italy and going to some of these people who make these wines, and here are the grapes hanging in a barn, completely raisined.
Yeah,
you know,
completely.
So there's no moisture left in them at all. So
I know it probably doesn't make sense to make it into wine because you're going to lose money on it. But it's a beautiful wine, and the taste of that nuttiness and the sweetness, it's like perfection.
There it is, the Tenuta di Capanzana Vin Santo di Carmignano, DOC Reserva. 375 milliliter. Look at him go. This guy from Kentucky. $70, the best sweet wine. We'll take a break and then come back and talk about the book of the year and the best reds, plus our winemaker of the year, shortly before noon today. It's the best of the best. Tom Simino, the wine guy, joining me, Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
You know, I'm asked that more and more all the time.
Dr. Walter Tom loves questions.
Absolutely not. You're never too old to have healthy appearing skin.
In fact, Dr. Tom thinks you should ask as many questions as you like before any procedure.
Skincare is important no matter what our age. We can make you feel great about yourself by improving the quality of your skin, by enhancing the look in your eyes, and give you a vibrant, more youthful look with medical treatments rather than surgery.
Dr. Tom is never in a rush and thinks that every question is a good question.
You can see the progress being made and only pay for those steps as we go along in the process.
Dr. Tom was voted the best cosmetic surgeon in the North Bay. Find out why. Make an appointment today for a free consultation. Go online to drwaltertom.com. Dr. Tom loves questions.
Hydrafacial, chemical peels, microneedling. These straightforward steps are a nice way to avoid surgery and look the best you can at any age.
It's the Big O Tires Year-End Sales Event. Through December 31st, get a free conventional oil change and $140 in instant savings on select Continental tires with installation purchase. See store for details. Not valid with other offers. Disposal fees extra and up to 10% shop fee based on non-discounted regular price not to exceed $35 where permitted. Oil change gift certificate for future use. Valid through 3/31/2021. Non-transferable, non-refundable. Most vehicles. Includes up to 5 quarts of oil. Change filter plus $3 disposal fee where permitted.
Are you ready for a change? In partnership with Gallery 41 Kitchen, Bath, and Design in Santa Rosa, Somatic Luxury Kitchens present their winter promotion. For a limited time, enjoy 30% off their exclusive and popular Zero-Matic collection, bringing 90 years of quality and design excellence closer than ever. Come home to the kitchen you've always imagined with Somatic Kitchens and Gallery 41. Let's build your dream home together. Go to gallery41design.com.
Some gifts don't come wrapped in packages with bows and ribbons. They aren't hidden away, then torn into with reckless abandon. Some gifts are needs, like food or shelter, and those can be the most precious of all. In a year with fewer red kettles, help rescue Christmas for those facing poverty with a $25 monthly donation. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
I'm KSRO's Dale Tresillos with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Mix of clouds and sunshine for today. High of 58, 55 along the coast. Cloudy skies overnight. Low 35, 40 along the shores. Overcast with showers at times for tomorrow. High of 54, 53 along the coast. Mostly sunny then for Monday. Temps in the mid to high 50s. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, our 23-plus year tradition with Tom Simoneau announcing his best wines of the year. Tom is the wine guy. Steve Garner joining Chef John Ash. The book of the year. So there's a lot of great wine books out there. How did you determine this one was the best, Tom?
I'll tell you, this will blow you away. French Wine, A History by Rod Phillips, University of California Press. From the Greeks and the Romans, the Black Death, the classification of 1855, phylloxera, two world wars. Do you need all this information? Mm. Well, if you're a wine guy, yes, you do. I'll tell you, it tells you what was going on in France. Like during Prohibition here, back there was a glut of wine, so the government was promoting drinking and drinking more and more because phylloxera came and went. I mean, I could go on and on. This could take forever. I love this book. Mm-hmm. Everybody, French Wine, A History by Rod Phillips.
On to the best red Cabernet, right out of the starting gate, Cabernet Sauvignon.
Jordan Winery, 2016, Alexander Valley, $58. Goodbye, Rob Davis. Hello, Margie Cruz. With the retirement of Jordan's original winemaker and only winemaker, it's a couple of years ago now, Maggie Cruz is now in charge. Now, you might wonder, with the success that Jordan has had over the years, what a new winemaker might bring. No worries. The baton's been passed successfully. This one is a masterpiece. 2016. Any concerns that you might have, dismiss them. Mocha, cherry, and spice. This wine is delicious. And a trip to Jordan, highly recommended. Mm-hmm. They've got beautiful estate. They've got a new program of lunches and such. So when things kind of settle down, everybody should make a phone call.
And a woman winemaker.
And there a woman winemaker.
There you go.
One of the 14%.
Cabernet Sauvignon, the Jordan Winery in Vineyard 2016, Alexander Valley, made by new winemaker Maggie Cruz. On to best Zinfandel, Tom.
J. Ricard's Winery, 2018, North Coast, Cosecha, which Cosecha means the harvest, Three Valley Blend, $32. Now, what makes a cult winery a cult winery? a hotshot winemaker, Vineyard Sources Awards. I've interviewed many cult winery owners, and most of them say they got lucky. With this case, owners Jim and Eliza Ricards check all the boxes. They just need a little bit of luck. Their wines are terrific. This is a juicy and zesty Zinfandel, and it's just part of their story. They make a lot of really terrific wines. We're talking rosé. Mm-hmm. They won the sweepstakes at the Harvest Fair with their rosé. Jay Ricards up in Cloverdale, right off the freeway. A trip up there is a must. Give them a call. Get on their wine list because while you still can,
and
because
this,
they're making great wine.
This is a great price, you know, for a heavy duty Zinfandel.
You would love this, St. John, because I know you don't like those really overripe, kind of drying, pruney kind. This is delicious.
Fantastic.
Jay Ricards, wine.
Pepperoni pizza. Mm.
2018 North Coast La Concesa Three Valley Blend, $32, the best Zinfandel. On to Merlot, the grape that didn't get any respect.
Girard Winery 2017 Napa Valley, $50. With Sideways now in the rearview mirror, Merlot is on the comeback trail, and this small lot beauty is one of the reasons when you get a Merlot like this. It's 100% Merlot from Girard's Yountville Vineyard in Calistoga, right by their tasting room. It's a red raspberry and plum tart beauty. It's available only at the winery and at their tasting room. And this Merlot is a good reason to stop by at the new winery off of Dunawiel up in Calistoga or in Yountville when we get through this COVID thing. And tell them the wine guy sent you.
That's great. The Girard Winery Merlot Best of the Year 2017 Napa Valley, $50 suggested style. Next category. That's $50 suggested price. Next category is the Rhone style red.
Longboard Vineyards 2017 Carignan Vincenzo Vineyard, Mendocino County, $56. And according to the Rhone Rangers, you're probably not familiar with Carignan, but more gallons of Carignan are produced on this planet every year than any other wine, and virtually none of it is bottled under the name. So you'll find this this Carignan in a lot of red blends. Nobody talks about it. Big brooding red with lavender and tarragon, a little bit of tar and earthy flavors. It's screaming Carignan, and it's made from 80-year-old vines. Odette Chiquette's the winemaker, and this Longboard Vineyards Carignan is terrific.
Well, fantastic. Longboard Vineyards 2017 Carignan from the Vincenzo Vineyards in Mendocino County, $56. Onward to Best Blended Red.
Gamble Family Vineyards 2016 Paramount Red Wine, Napa Valley, $90. From third-generation Napa farmer Tom Gamble, the wine was grown to be a Meritage with vineyard sources in Oakville, Yountville, Mount Veeder, and Rutherford. Did I say All-Star Vineyards? The mouthfeel and texture define this wine. And as they say on the back of the bottle, grown, harvested, and slowly made into wine by the Gamble family.
So would you give us a brief description of Meritage?
Meritage is a term that was created back in 1988 to create a category of wine that was not 75% varietal. The law changed back then, and it used to be, could be 51% to be called varietal. They changed the law. So all of a sudden, there were all these wines that were not 75% varietal to be called varietal, household names. So they had to create a category, and this gentleman came up with a category, merit and heritage. Meritage, and it's made from the, for reds, it's made from the five Bordeaux varieties, Cab Sauv, Cab Franc, Merlot, Petit Verdot, and Cabernet Franc. Anyway, so that's the category. It was created so you'd have a place to put these wines on the wine list. Meritage, not Meritage.
Okay, different. Make sure you pronounce it correctly.
Everybody will laugh at you.
They'll snicker behind your back. So there it is, the best blended red, the Gamble Family Vineyards 2016 Paramount Red Wine from Napa Valley, $90. And before we take a break, how about the best buy red?
Toad Hollow Vineyards 2017 Merlot, Sonoma County, Richard McDowell's selection, $15.99 list. Toad Hollow Vineyards fans know when they reach for a bottle of Toad Hollow, they're always going to get big bang for your buck. And this is a no-nonsense wine showing forward fruit, all cranberry, blueberry, and cherry. It's often discounted. I'm telling you, Toad Hollow is fantastic buys, over-deliver for the quality and the price, so you can't miss with Toad Hollow. And this is a terrific red wine when you know you don't want to break the bank.
Okay, then we'll take a break and we'll come back in one of the most eagerly anticipated categories, and that's Best Pinot Noir. That'll be coming up next. The Best Luxury Wine, and we'll finish off with Tom Simoneaux's Winery of the Year with a chat of the owner of this particular winery. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash, joining Tom for his Best of 2020 Wine List. This is KSRO.
Windsor hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
West Santa Rosa has a new farmer's market. El Mercadito Market in Roseland Village, Thursdays 2 to 6 and Sundays 11 to 3. Shop fruit from Rojas Family Farm, including red and green grapes, persimmons, Asian pears, pomegranates, and oranges. Ortiz Brothers has beautiful flowers, zucchini, summer squash, cauliflower, and broccoli. Gourmet Growers features Sonoma-grown mushrooms. Myriad Coffee is pouring hot coffee and locally handmade agua frescas. Briarton Almonds has a variety of sweet and savory roasted almonds. In partnership with Metote Food Park, there'll be 3 to 4 food trucks each week. Together, let's keep our farmers markets open for our community by social distancing, wearing masks, and washing hands. If you find yourself in a line at the market, do your best to move the line away from the aisle. That's the all-new Farmers Market in Roseland Village, Thursdays 2 to 6 and Sundays 11 to 3. More info online at ilovefarmersmarkets.org.
It's a little over a year ago that the Kincaid Fire raged through Sonoma County, the latest in a string of wildfires, which may have been caused by PG&E neglect and delayed critical maintenance. More than 100 homes burned to the ground. If your home was one of them, now's a good time to act. Settlement discussions have begun, and it's time to get your damage claim questionnaire filled out. Michael Watts of Watts Guerra, Doug Boxer, and consumer advocate Aaron Brockovich have teamed up to be your voice and fight for your rights. Go to pgelawsuit.com or call 707-237-2445 to hold PG&E accountable. By standing together, we can make sure this doesn't happen again. Doug Boxer of the Law Office of Douglas Boxer, 1358 East Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad.
The Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay wants you to know that if you're an essential worker or essential traveler, they're open for you. Less than 30 minutes from Santa Rosa and sitting right on the water with gorgeous views of the bay, the Inn at the Tides is certified safe. Every room has its own entrance and are cleaned according to Sonoma County's Safe Travel Promise. Masks and social distancing are cheerfully implemented and required. The Tides restaurant is open for takeout, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinners from 8 to 8. The fish market is open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and the gift shop is open 10 to 8. You can even stop at the snack bar on weekends 11 to 4. If you're heading to Bodega for some fresh sea air, stop and grab a picnic from the Tides Wharf on your way. Tell your smartphone to call the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay to book a room. More info online at innatthetides.com. That's innatthetides.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KS Auto Kitchen, Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner, we're working our way towards the coronation of the Winery of the Year. But before we get there, Best Pinot Noir, Tom.
Cuvison Estate Wines, 2018 Spire Vineyards, Napa Valley, Los Caneros, $60. What makes a great wine? vineyard sites, and experience, and this wine fits the bill. Grown on Couvesson's finest hillside and hilltop blocks, hence the name Spire, made by longtime winemaker Steve Rogstad. He's been there since 2002. That was his first vintage at Couvesson. And with all the buzz about Sonoma Coast and Russian River Valley, don't forget Los Caneros. They wrote the book on Cool Region Pinot. The Caneros Quality Alliance paved the way for California Appellation groups, and this Pinot is savory and fruity. Its complexities will develop even more with time in the bottle. This is an exceptional wine, and it tells you when you sip it now, you can feel how much better it could become.
So you gave us a little...
Couvesson.
Couvesson. What is Couvesson?
Couvesson is the French term for maceration, which is the slurry that is produced after you stemmer crush the grapes and just before fermentation and during fermentation, the seeds, the stems, the juice. Couvesson is that French term.
That's
for maceration.
A great bit of trivia because I always thought it was someone's name, the
Me
owner
too.
Of the winery. Mm-hmm. It's spelled Couvaison. I'll never forget that, Tom.
There you go.
And there it is, Couvesson's Estate Wine 2018 Spire. That's the Napa Valley Los Caneros, suggested retail
so $60. So do you have some sense of how much of this was made? Because I probably not much.
No, this is one of those small batch.
Yeah.
Kind of winery within a winery, patches. But I'll tell you, it's another reason why you want to get on somebody's wine club to get wines like this. Yeah.
And here we have it, the luxury wine of the year.
Spotswood Estate Vineyard and Winery 2017 Lindenhurst Cabernet Sauvignon, $85. Named after the fragrant linden trees that surrounded a gazebo on the estate back in the 1800s, it's now the second label for Spotswood. So did I say second label? Well, if any other winery other than Spotswood made this wine, it would be their flagship, showing dark berry notes, all lilac and thyme with a ghost of oak, and a mouthfeel without rival. Sign up and get on their mailing list at Spotswood, because the Spotswood cabs are killer as well. Mm-hmm. But this Lindenhurst, at only $85, I know only $85, it's expensive, but man, delivers.
Well, that's encouraging because I have seen a downward pressure on a lot of these luxury Cabernets that were $150, $175, or $199, $115, which is good for people that felt that price point was just, they're not going to break that barrier.
And I'm just telling you that, when you pay $100 for a bottle and it's all oak, where's the fruit? And you go like, well, should I lay it down? But is it ever going to get rid of the oak? This wine is beautiful.
And there it is, the Spotswood Estate Vineyard and Winery 2017 Lindenhurst Cabernet Sauvignon, $85. It's the second label on Spotswood. Second label, as Tom said. It'd be first label on any other winery.
Any other.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. And the coveted award of Best Winery of the Year with a talk with the winery owner. That coming up next in the 2020 Best Of Show with Chef John Ash and Tom Simino. I'm Steve Garner. This is KSRO. It's the Good Food Hour.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market invites you to shop the market for your winter wonderland holiday feast. Enjoy selections of fresh and organic greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, walnuts, and chestnuts. Meet the local ranchers who offer quality beef and pork. Choose from a wide variety of seafood from Anna Seafood. Fresh fish, crabs, clams, oysters, and mussels. Dutton Estate Vineyards is at the market with wine and hard cider, as well as revised kombucha. Everything you need to create the freshest holiday dinners are at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for this year's Winter Wonderland Holiday Gift Giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
True North Emergency Management is accepting applications now for wildfire recovery crew leaders. Qualified candidates that are interested in becoming a debris monitor crew leader will be trained and work as part of a team, accurately monitoring and documenting structural debris collection and tree removal activities. You must be at least 18 years of age, have a high school diploma, GED, or equivalent, and a strong work ethic. You are reliable, dependable, and honest. Ability to work long hours, 12 hours per day, 6 days a week, earn up to $1,000 per week. Must have a valid driver's license and dependable vehicle. You'll be able to pass pre-employment and random drug screening. Be part of making your community whole. We're proud to provide jobs and healing to the North Bay. For more information or to apply, call 707-337-9126. That's 337-9126. Or go online to neil-schaefer.com and click on Join Us and True North Job Application. True North Emergency Management LLC is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
What if your dream kitchen or bath could be even more amazing than you imagined? What if you could sit down with a designer and craft together the kitchen or bath that is beyond your dreams? This is Michael O'Shea, president of KSRO. You know, there's a new gift to Sonoma County that I'll bet you don't know about. It's called Gallery 41. In design and planning for over 4 years, and now a reality. Gallery 41 is Sonoma County's most advanced design showroom here in our great food and wine capital. On Santa Rosa Avenue, just north of Baker. And for KSRO's audience, we're already in the planning with Gallery 41 for the long-awaited return of the live on-air gourmet food cooking demonstrations with superstar chefs from their groundbreaking European display kitchen. Take in the amazing new Gallery 41 for your wish list, your new home, or that renovation you know you want. Gallery41design.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, it's Chef Tom Simino, Chef John Ash, Chef Steve Garner. We're all chefs today. And Tom, we've reached that magic point, your winery of the year.
Iron Horse Vineyards, located in the heart of Green Valley. Iron Horse is well known for its sparkling wine, but Iron Horse is more than just a sparkling wine house. Iron Horse was established in 1976 by pioneering founders Barry and Audrey Sterling, who saw the potential of Green Valley as a wine-growing region way before anybody else. Still family-owned and operated, now by daughter Joy, she's the CEO, and son Lawrence, he's the director of operations. Iron Horse has an extensive portfolio of both sparkling and still wines, Chardonnay and Pinot, all of which are estate grown. So congratulations to Iron Horse, my 2020 Winery of the Year.
And with that, we welcome Joy to the show. Hi, Joy.
Hi, how are you, gentlemen?
Hey, Joy, how are you?
I am just elated. Thank you so much, Tom and Chef John Ash. So great to be with you virtually. And John, thank you. It's just a thrill to be here. And you know, 2021 is going to be our 45th vintage at Iron Horse, so to be Winery of the Year is one of the silver linings of 2020.
You know, it's interesting also that in addition to making extraordinary wines that are served regularly at the White House and all of that, is that I think you and your family set a standard for food and wine entertaining in the wine country, did things that no one had ever thought about doing. I'll never forget the quarter mile long table.
That's right, the long table dinners.
Oh my gosh, was that not the most phenomenal? This, just to reminisce, this was one long table. It was a fifth of a mile long that went down the driveway that we lovingly call Palm Olive Drive because it's bordered by alternating palm and olive trees. The palms today stand over 40 feet tall, and when my dad planted them originally in 1976, they were totally laughable. The first spring, the daffodils were taller than the palm trees.
Hey,
was a great night. Oh, yeah. We had six chefs. And of course, you couldn't cross the table. So everybody that was bringing out the food we all were lined up like cadets, you know, and we would turn left and walk down 11 seats and then put the plate down, wait, everybody would turn right and walk back down. It was just magical. It was magical.
And I think of that a lot of times when I think about Iron Horse, that magical comes to mind. Now, when was the Green Valley Appellation, that your mom and dad were critical in getting that, established? Yeah, the AVA. When was that?
Thank you for asking. It is one of our greatest points of pride. The name on the application for federal recognition of Green Valley as a on its own, full-blown AVA. The name on the application was my mother, Audrey M. Sterling, and her attorney of record was my father, Barry H. Sterling. What's amazing about this is this was 1983, simultaneous with the Russian River applying for AVA status. So, like so much about Iron Horse, our story is all about the incredible vision of my parents, and now my brother and I, our job is to fulfill that vision and, above all, maintain their extraordinary quality standards.
Congratulations, Joy Sterling, co-owner of Iron Horse Vineyards, located in the heart of Green Valley. It's your Tom's Winery of the Year, and we started off with that sensational Iron Horse Vineyards 2016 Ocean Reserve Blanc de Blanc Green Valley. What a way to say c'est la vie 2020 and welcome 2021.
That's right. Look forward to seeing you in the new year and getting over there and toasting.
Yes, we look forward to welcoming you here. Cheers, everyone, and we wish you a bubbly, delicious, wonderful new year.
Thank you, Joy. Bye-bye. Joy Sterling from Iron Horse Vineyards. Pretty exciting, huh?
Yes, absolutely. And tremendous bottle of sparkling.
So, Tom, look into your crystal decanter for 2021. What do we have to look forward to? What are the challenges of winemaking this coming year?
Well, we had the fires with all the smoke taint. So it was critical for the wineries to make sure that the wines that they were going to produce in 2020 were not tarnished in any way with its smoke taint. So probably 70% of the growers were affected in one way or another by the fires and the smoke taint. So this, to me, I've been growing grapes since 1988, 30-something years, whatever it is. This was the most challenging year in grape growing that I've ever experienced. And then the fires hit, because we had 13 heat waves of over 100 degrees in Alexander Valley. And one day it was 116. So we lost a lot of crop, number one, from heat, period. And this was the first year that I didn't make a Cabernet Sauvignon from Simoneau Vineyards. I made my fence line blend, but I didn't find any spot in my vineyard where I felt, you know, the quality was there. And it goes through, when you talk to winemakers and winery owners, the same thing is true. But the consumer, you don't have to worry. We did our due diligence thanks to the wine growers of Sonoma County. They made sure that there were testing available. So the wines that are going to come out from 2020 will be palatable and will be wonderful, because anything that was suspect didn't get picked, or if it was picked, it's made into vinegar.
Mm. Wow. So what, it was production was down.
It was a short crop, number one, before we even got to the fires, yes. The heat was just unbelievable. I mean, global warming, I guess this is the new normal. Mm. We're all dealing with it. You know, and the COVID thing. So then, you know, everybody's turning to direct marketing. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. I've been, I was in charge of the direct sales for Windsor Vineyards for like 20 years. Now I'm still a consultant there, and I learned how to sell wine over the phone, thank goodness, because Brendan and I made a decision, maybe 3 years ago, to just sell everything 100% direct. And so we haven't been affected as badly as a lot of the small producers who utilized, you know, their relationships with a lot of the restaurants that aren't open. And we're not going, and we're not buying the wines that we couldn't get anywhere else. So a lot of these small producers are going to be hurting in the coming year. So if you're looking to support local, than small producers think about that. Instead of maybe going to Costco and loading up down there, nothing wrong with that because there's some good buys, but maybe, you know, make a get Google and Google some of your favorite wine brands. Like I've got, you know, we've got Longboard was one of them today. You know, Oded's a wonderful guy, and Kathleen Inman, she's got some beautiful rosés and pinots. You know, Google some of these local producers and get out there, and you know, and they're all doing curbside pickup. You know, so if you can support your small producer so they don't go away, because you know it's not cheap to make small batch wines, and you know, we don't want to have, you know, all of our small producers going out of business, and now you've the diversity is not going to be there. The wonderful thing that we find in Sonoma County is that diversity.
Thank you, Tom. That was eloquent, passionate, and right to the point. We'll be posting Tom Simoneaux's Best of the Year 2020 wines on the KSRO Good Food Hour website right after the show, because it's a lot of information to absorb. Thank you, Chef John Ash. Is there caviar in your future this coming
week? Yes. I made a real score on caviar. So.
And Tom, quiet at home with the missus?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Thanks again for coming in. We'll check in next year, okay?
You bet. Hopefully I'll see you sooner.
Absolutely. Stick around following the news at the top of the hour. We join Clark Wolf at the table for an hour of lively conversation, and then Jeff Davis on the Wine Road. Terrific listening on KSRO. Thanks for a great year, listeners. I'll be back next Saturday. Gwen Kilcher and I, Garden Talk, and Chef John Ash and I talk to Ruth Reichel, one of the smartest women in the world of food. Wouldn't you agree?
She's got some things to say.
And she's got some predictions for 2021. And Shelley Kuldunsky, the department chair of the Santa Rosa Junior College Culinary Department, will also be joining us to take a look at what the JC has in plan for 2021. This is KSRO Santa Rosa.